It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
The book of John is filled with things that Jesus Christ did while he was on this earth. Now, we're in chapter 10 of the book of John, and some of the things that we've seen up to this point is that Jesus healed the sick, and we saw a man who was infirmed from birth. He was not able to get around. Jesus healed him. And then we saw a blind man whom Jesus gave sight to. And then we saw in chapter 10, this is our present study, in chapter 10, we saw how that Jesus talked about the sheepfold, how that he was the door, that no one could enter in except they come in by the door, and he is the door. And of course, we know that he was speaking a parable, and the parable speaking of him, of course, as being the door to salvation, to heaven. And no man comes to the Father but by Jesus Christ, the Bible teaches us. Well, up to this point, the Jews had wanted to make him king. They wanted to worship him. They wanted to kill him. Now, you see how fast people can turn. These Jewish people, they had seen some of the things that Jesus had done, and yet they said he had a devil. We pick our study up with verse 19. It says, there was a division, therefore, again, among the Jews for these sayings. Now, once again, Jesus had been teaching them that he was the door, he was the way to heaven. We go back up to verse 17 of the chapter, and it says, therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Jesus came for a single purpose, and that was to save the lost. He came to give his life on the cross of Calvary, to shed his blood, that people could go to heaven. Well, the people he was speaking to here, they were dull of hearing. The Bible tells us this. They, whether that means they did not want to hear, or they thought they were too good to hear, or they were too religious to hear, the Bible tells us that they did not hear. Although having ears to hear, they heard not. The Bible teaches us this. Well, these people at this point, they did not understand what Jesus was saying. And verse 19 once again says, there was a division, therefore, because of all the things now that had taken place, because of the things that Jesus had told these people. There was a division, again, among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, he hath a devil, and is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, these are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? Remember, Jesus had healed the blind man. And even in today, today that we live in, we see people who are for Jesus and people who are against Jesus. Now, we're coming up on a season that we call Christmas. We celebrate the birth of Christ. There are some people who want to do away with Christmas. They use different terms. They actually leave out the name Christmas. And I remember, and I'm sure it's around today, people do not want to say Merry Christmas. They instead will say Happy Holidays. Well, anything the devil can do to take away from Jesus Christ, he's going to do it. And he does this to confuse people. Happy Holidays. Well, that sounds good on the surface, but it is not Merry Christmas. It is not the celebration of the birth of Christ when you take away Christmas. So therefore, when someone says Happy Holidays, you should say a Merry Christmas to you too. And people have always, there's always been divisions. Christ is one who divides. When he speaks, there are people who are going to be for him, and people who are against him. That's because the Bible teaches us that the devil is very powerful. Now, he's not more powerful than Jesus Christ, but the devil is an influencer for wrong. And when we hear people do away with Christmas, try to do away with Christmas, then they are being influenced by the devil. And just as it said here in our text in chapter 10 of the book of John, that there were some who said he had a devil, and others said, how can he have a devil? The man has done these things. So there's people back then, as well as today, who are for him, and people who are against him. Now, my prayer for you is that you are for him. My prayer is that you know him as your Lord and Savior. And if you do know him as your Lord and Savior, you need to be celebrating Christmas this year with joy. In fact, you need to be celebrating every day with joy, because Jesus saved your soul. You're on your way to heaven because you've trusted him. And if you haven't trusted him, the good news is that you can still be saved right now by trusting him as your Lord and Savior. Well, the Bible goes on to say in chapter 10, verse 21 again says, others said, these are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? Verse 22. And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Well, there are still people today, once again, just as there was back then, they want to hear Jesus specifically. They want to hear his voice. They don't understand that Jesus does speak. He's speaking to people through the Word of God, through his Word. The Word of God is God-breathed. It's the inspired Word of God, and I'm speaking of the King James Bible. It is the inspired Word of God. It doesn't simply contain the Word of God. It is the Word of God. You see, if we say that it contains the Word of God, that leaves doubt for some of it. In other words, you can take some and leave some. Take some of the Word and leave some of the Word. Well, that's not the way it is. The Bible teaches us that we take it all, that it is all the Word of God, the inspired, that God breathed the Word. Jesus is the author. And as we read this in John chapter 10, these people said, if you are, tell us plainly. Well, what does he say? Verse 25, he answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. Well, the sheep are those people who have trusted him as Savior. Those are the people who are on their way to heaven. We go back in chapter 10 and remember he said he was the door. He's the way into heaven. He's the way into the sheepfold. He's the way into the protective life that he offers the saved person. Protection in the sense that you have eternal life once you've trusted him, and no man, no woman, no one, not even the devil, can take that eternal life away from the person who has trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. Why? He's the door. Nobody comes into that door except those people who are saved, and no one can remove the sheep or that saved person from the sheepfold, because they have to go through Jesus, and that's not going to happen because Jesus has given us eternal life once we've trusted him as Savior. But notice now what Jesus says in verse 10, ye believe not because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. Everybody is not a child of God. A child of God is one who has trusted Jesus as Savior. Verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Jesus said that his sheep know who he is. They are the ones who follow him. I made reference some time ago in an earlier study of John chapter 10, how that Jesus could speak and the sheep would know him, the people of God, in other words, know his voice. Well, the fact is that it used to be, and I'm sure it is in some countries now, that in with the sheep, there could possibly enter some goats or some sheep who were not of that shepherd's flock. In other words, they would be strangers in that flock. Well, when the shepherd speaks, the sheep who are really his, they understand and they hear the shepherd's voice. And I'm speaking of a real shepherd now. They hear the voice of that shepherd, and his sheep will follow him. And those goats or those other sheep who are not of his, and they're not his, they will not follow because they do not recognize that shepherd's voice. Well, Jesus likens that unto a safe person and an unsafe person. A person who knows Jesus Christ as Savior, they listen to his voice. They listen, and they are to follow him and do the things that he wants them to do, not to be saved, but because they are saved. Now, there are some people today who are saved and they're not listening to the Lord. They're not listening to the shepherd. They're doing their own thing. That doesn't mean they're lost. That simply means that they're not paying attention. They're not listening to what the shepherd has to say. Now, they know his voice, but they ignore the voice of the shepherd of Jesus Christ. And if you do know him as your Savior, you need to be listening to him. He wants us to do the things that would bring honor and glory to him. I don't know, there may be something in your life that's bringing dishonor to the Lord. That's not up to me to figure out. That's up to you and the Lord to work on, to deal with. And you need to have things right with the Lord as a safe person. And let him lead and guide you, because why? You are one of his sheep. You need to listen to his voice, and you need to be following him. Don't be so stubborn as some of the sheep would be stubborn, and they would wander off. But you know Jesus. You know the shepherd, and you need to let him lead and guide you through this life. And once again, that's not to be saved. That's because you are saved. My sheep hear my voice, Jesus said, and I know them, and they follow me. Now, you need to be following Jesus. If you never trusted him, you can't follow him unless you're saved, unless you know him as the shepherd. Verse 28 says, and I give unto them eternal life. There's the word eternal once again, never-ending life. And they shall never perish. Eternal life is the opposite of perishing. In other words, death, an eternal death in hell. You have eternal life in heaven. You have eternal life with Jesus Christ. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. There's no way that a person who has trusted Jesus as Savior is going to be lost. There's no way that that person is going to lose salvation. There is no way that that person should ever say, Lord, I want to get saved. If you're saved, you're saved. In one other section of Scripture, it says if you want to be saved again, you try to be saved again, that's like bringing Jesus down again. That's like putting him on the cross again. He's only going to die once. He's only going to raise from the dead once. And that's what we need to understand as saved people. He's not going to die again. He's not going to be raised from the grave again. He did that once, and that's all he's going to do. Now he asks people to get saved, and he wants people who are saved to realize and understand they have eternal life. It's not through themselves, but it's through Jesus Christ that we're saved. Now notice, my Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. You're in the hand of Jesus. You're in the hand of the Father. No one is going to be able to separate you from the love of God. You're saved. You're on your way to heaven. And he says, you need to listen to me. You need to be doing what I say. Let me guide your life. And let me show you what you need to be doing to serve me, to bring honor and glory to me. Not to be saved, but because you are saved.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.